If I miss a yovel, lose a kaif and I say lahaiti. If the Baal is one of the following women, we force him to divorce his wife, even according to the Tanakhama, the previous Mishnah that holds that even if the Baal has mumen gedolim, we do not force him to divorce his wife. The following women are considered particularly severe, and even according to the Tanakhama, he has to divorce his wife. Mukesh shchit, if he has leprosy. Ubal palifis, if he has a reach ra issuing from his nose. Bahamik kamis, or if his job is to gather dog manure to be used for tanners. Bamitzarif nechoshes, or if he mines copper, and people that mine copper have a reach ra. Vaha borsi, or if it's a tanner, tanners also have a reach ra. Bein shahoyu bum, aishalo nisu, ubein mishanisu noldu. Whether he had these moments before he was Mekadisher, or if these moments only happened after the Kedushin, Ba'akulan Amar Rabbi Meir, Afal Pisha Hisna Ima, Yechola Hisha Toymar, Svura Hayiti Sha'ani Yechola Lakabo, Ba'akshav Eini Yechola Lakabo. About all these moments, Rabbi Meir said, even though he made a Tanai at the time of the Kedushin, that he has one of these moments, she can say, at the time of the Kedushin, I thought, I can handle living with somebody that has one of these moments, but now I realize that I cannot handle it. And therefore, he has to divorce her. The Chachamim Oimrim Mekabelis He Akorcha Chutz Min Mukashchin Mipnei Shem Min Makasa. The Chachamim said that if she knew about the mum at the time of the Kedushin, she is forced to live with him unless he has leprosy, which in that case, she makes him worse, as Tashmish is very bad for somebody who has leprosy. So in that case, we do force him to divorce her. Maisa Betzidah. The borsi echad shemet, the hayilo ach borsi. Amru chachamim, yichol lehisha tayma, leachicha hayiti yichol lekabel, ulecha eini yichol lekabel. There was a maizah in Sidon, a certain tanner died, and his wife fell to yibim to his brother, who was also a tanner. And she refused to do yibim on the ground that he was a tanner, even though she was married to his brother, who was also a tanner. The chachamim say that she has the right to say, your brother I could live with, even though he was a tanner, but you I cannot live with on the ground that you are a tanner, and this is considered a good taina, and therefore he is forced to do chalitza instead of yibum.
A woman that property fell to her before her erusin, meaning she acquired property, whether ayidei matana, or she inherited it, or she found it, either way it makes no difference. And now she is nisarsa. And now she wants to sell the property. Now after the nisuin, her husband will have a schus to eat the pears from the property. And then certainly, once the husband has a schus to eat the pears from the property, she cannot sell the property. But now she wants to sell the property before the nisuin. Now the din is that moidim beishamei ubeisilo shemacheres v'neisenes v'kayim. Beishamei and beisilo both agree that the sale is valid and she can sell it even lechatchila, since the Baal does not yet have its chus in this property. Naflu la mishnah tarta, but if the property was only acquired after her erusin, Beishamei oimrim timkor ubeitilo oimrim lo timkor. Beishamei says she can still sell this property, and Beitilo says lechatchila she cannot sell the property since she only acquired the property after the erusin, and the Baal after the nesuin will have its chus to eat pears, and since she was nesarsa, she is oimed to get married. So therefore, the Chachamim do not allow her to sell the property in order to take away the pears from the Baal. Elu ve'elu moidim she'machra v'nachna kayim. But they still do agree that if she does sell the property, the sale is valid. Just like Chachila, she is not supposed to sell. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Amru lefnei Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Chachamim said before Rabbi Gamliel, Hoyo zacha be'isha lo yizkeh ba'nechasa. They couldn't understand why Beit Hillel agreed to Beit Shammai that the evidence, she does sell the property that she acquired after the erusin, that the sale is valid. Since he acquired this Isha, didn't he also acquire her property with it? Meaning, even though he didn't marry her yet, they are only engaged to be married, but since he is unable to marry her and take the pears, how does she have a right to sell the property and thus taking the pears away from the Baal? Amar Lahan, Rabbi Gamliel responded to them, Ala chadashim anu baishim, Ala shatem megalgalin aleinu et hayishanim. We're embarrassed enough about the new property, meaning property that she would acquire after her nisuin, that the din would be certainly over there, that if she would sell the property, the sale would not be valid, and that is bad enough, according to Rabbi Gamliel. He does not understand that takana that the Chachamim made, that she cannot sell her property that she acquired after the nisuin. And now you want to start up with me about the old property, meaning property that she acquired after the erusin that she wants to sell. Certainly, over there, if she would sell it, the sale should be valid. Naflu la misha nisik. If the property was only acquired after her nisuin, elu ve'elu moidim shemachra v'nasunash haba moitzi miyara laku. Both Beishameh and Beitolo agree that if she does sell this property, the sale is not valid, and the Baal can take it away from the buyer. Aishalo nisets v'nisets. If she acquired the property before the nisuin, and now she is already married, and she sells the property, Rabbi Gamliel Omer and Makro Benasna Kayan. If she does sell the property according to Rabbi Gamliel, the sale is valid, even though the Baal already has a schus in the parish, since she acquired the property before the nisuin, if she sells it for the Eved, the sale is valid. Amar Rabbi Hanina ben Akiva. Amru Lufnei Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Hanina ben Akiva said that the Chachamim said to Rabbi Gamliel, Hoyo Zacha Be'isha, Lo Yizke Ben Achasim, since he acquired an Isha, didn't he also acquire her property? How can it be that, according to Rabbi Gamliel, that after the Nisuin, when the Baal is already eating the pears, that if she sells the property, the sale is valid? How could she take away the pears from her husband like that? Amar Lahem, Ala Chadashim Anu Baisha, Elisa Atem Megalgalin Aleinu, Rabbi Gamliel responded, the new property, meaning the property that she acquired after the nisuin, we are embarrassed enough about that takana, that if she sells the property that she acquired after the nisuin, the sale is not valid. That takana to us is not so understandable. Certainly, the yeshanin, meaning the old property, the property that she acquired before the nisuin, certainly, if she would sell that property after the nisuin, the sale would be valid. But even Rabbi Gamliel admits that lechatchila she cannot sell her property after the nisuin, since her husband has a right to eat the pears.